Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Mr. Martin Spider, Sarah Elizabeth Solbrig, Gordon Aitken, Annette Schussler, Fade Ingelberg, Cody Watson, Elizabeth Beale. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 119. Stranger and Stranger.
Hello? Anyone? What's going on? What is this place? Where is, help? Please? Anybody?
I'm somebody.
Who are you?
What an excellent question.
Stay away from me.
Sarah, Daniel. Sometimes I think I'm just not built for names. 100 puppets, 100 pointless names.
I don't understand.
Of course you don't. You can't. Not anymore.
What? I don't... Who are you?
It's me, John. It's Tim.
John? John?
Yes. That's your name, and I'm Tim, your friend.
Tim.
Yes. John, you can relax.
Everything
is going to be okay.
No, Tim, we've got to stop it.
Stop what?
I...
And how are you going to stop it?
I don't know.
Well, don't you worry. I'm sure we can work it out together.
Yes. Yes, Tim, I need a second to...
Of course, John.
John. Yes, that's me.
Give it to me.
Yes. If you could, I'd value your input on it.
Tim.
Yes, Tim. Tim.
Now let's take a look at this.
Please.
Right, now what we have here is a handheld remote detonator.
A what?
It talks to a bomb.
Wait.
I imagine if you'd used it, we'd all have come to quite a nasty end.
No, that was...
Don't you worry, Archivist. It's all in good hands.
I don't understand.
And you never will again.
Hello, Daisy. You all right? Daisy.
No.
I'm sorry, don't follow you.
Leave, no.
Oh, come on, Daisy. Don't be like that. It's me, Basira.
No, you're not, because nothing is anything. Leave.
And if I don't, what will you do?
I'll kill you.
Will you now? Ooh, pretty scary. If you can, that is. You don't even know what a gun is.
I don't care. Oh, no!
Get away from me!
It's all right. I'm not one of them.
Everyone is. This isn't. Just get back.
Okay. Okay. Who are you?
I don't know, do I?
What can we do?
It's too late. There's nothing.
No, there must be. We just need to figure this out. I know I'm me.
So what's your name? Huh? Who exactly is me?
Doesn't matter. Names don't matter. I know I'm me, and I know I'm here.
Bullshit. Here is just...
There are things that... They're not me. They want to hurt me, but I don't want to hurt you.
I don't believe you.
I don't want to hurt anyone.
Get back!
No, we can do this. I can do this. I just need you to...
I said get away!
Don't understand.
It isn't real.
What isn't real, John?
I don't... None of it. None of this is real.
Oh, but it is. Just because you don't understand doesn't mean it's a lie.
Who are you?
Why, I'm Tim, of course. Who else would I be?
You're not. You're not Tim.
Oh, you caught me. I'm Sasha.
Shut up.
No, but really, it's me. Sasha, whatever her name was. The dead, just like you wanted.
Get away from me, or I swear I'll...
You'll what? Hit me? Go on then, try it. Make a fist.
I...
Do you even know which of these hands is yours?
Stop it, stand still.
Do you even know what a hand is?
Pathetic.
Wait, I know.
I would hope you do.
How are you here?
Don't be obtuse, John. I'm here because you failed.
I tried. I almost...
You almost what? You almost didn't doom the world. No. You almost left reality to be the plaything of a lazy... Foolish boy.
No. I could have stopped.
How? You didn't even know what it was. Do you know how many people I killed to keep the world in one piece? The sacrifices I made, and you didn't even know what you were fighting.
No, I didn't.
I suppose it's of no consequence now. It's far too late.
What can I do?
You could scream, I suppose. Weep, maybe. Have you considered curling into a ball?
Why are you doing this?
I'm not. You know, it's probably for the best I'm dead. Can you imagine how much I hate having to watch you fumble around as my replacement? I really cannot express how much of a disappointment you are.
I'm sorry. I didn't even...
I fought for years to stop the stranger in its tracks, and you didn't even notice when they desecrated my corpse. And now look at me. You've made me part of their ritual. This is your fault.
It is not. It's not. I didn't know. It's not my fault you died.
No, I suppose not. Me, on the other hand, that one is very much your fault.
No, not you as well.
Oh, yes.
You told me. Why didn't you warn me it would be like this?
I hardly had the chance, did I? Before you left me to get my head bashed in. I understand, of course. You needed a cigarette. I suppose you should have remembered the smoky kills.
That's not... I don't know.
Come now, Archivist. Sure, you still know what a cigarette is. Or a pipe.
It's hard to think.
If our earlier conversation was anything to go by, I hardly think you can blame your thoughtlessness on the ritual. Your problems go far deeper than that.
No, just give me a moment, Jürgen, please.
You think that will help? Honestly, if I wasn't so dead, I'd be impressed. I always thought my own hubris to be quite exceptional. But you've somehow been able to fit more bad decisions into 2 years than I managed in a lifetime. But by all means, take your moment.
What do you want?
I already have what I want, little Archivist. Now I just want you to join me for a dance.
You killed him! Do you even know you stupid animal. Kill you? No. Almost a shame you don't know your own coffin. But you will. You will.
Don't panic. Don't panic. Just close your eyes. Oh, ignore it. Ignore the, don't listen. Focus. Think. This is a place. You are you, and you are in a place now. If it's a place, and it's a now, then it has an end. The other things, they are too much. There's too many, and they want to hurt me, so you leave the place. You leave the place and the now. No place is forever. You know how to move, so do it. Pick a where, then move. Good. Then keep moving. Keep moving until you find another place. A place you know. Just keep moving. Keep moving.
Do you feel it, Archivist? It's almost up there. A new day.
A terrible new world. And it's all your fault.
Though I suppose you never really had a chance.
I see you.
Do you now?
Yes. Yes, I see the sad clown. Bitter and hateful. I see him finding his way to a circus where nobody knew him. I see him torn apart. Becoming the mask remade by a cruel ringmaster. Sometimes a doll. Sometimes a mannequin. Always hiding in somebody else's skin. Somebody else's name.
Not always. And it's far too late for any of that. Nothing you see can help you.
Not without the detonator.
Really, Archivist? After all this preparation, all your research, all this magnificent grotesquery, and you were just going to, what, blow it up?
Probably the hunter's idea. She killed one of the couriers.
Oh dear, how sad.
She was also the one that damaged this shell.
You have hundreds of shells, Sarah. And soon you will have tens of thousands. You can have your little lures in every dark corner of the whole world.
Not until you finish the dance.
Oh, just let me enjoy myself for a moment. This is a once-in-eternity event, after all.
This in-between is not as comfortable for all of us as it is for you.
Oh, fine. Archivist, it's been a pleasure, but I really must...
Wait, no!
Kill you! All of you!
Will you now?
Let them fight! It's adorable!
Jim! What do you see?
I see my asshole boss!
Wait.
Spoilsport. Tim.
Grimaldi.
Once, a long time ago, before Orsinov made me, and sometimes, even now, for special occasions, like your brother.
Shall I?
Tim, what's in your hand?
The detonator.
That's quite enough from you, you think. And now you.
Go on, I'll race you. See if you can do it again before I can squeeze.
It's too late.
The world is out! That toy won't help you now.
So come and take it. That's what I thought.
I am losing my patience.
Get back. That's right. John, I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, I don't forgive you. But thank you for this.
You idiot! Do you really think the world will fare any better under the Watcher? You think you're saving anyone?
I don't care.
You can't even save him!
But I can hurt you.
It will not end like this!
You sound stressed. You know, I hear the great Grimaldi's in town. You should go see him. Cheer yourself up.
That's not funny.
I know.
The Magnus Archives is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was written by Jonathan Sims and directed by Alexander J. Newell. To subscribe, view associated material, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Join our communities on the forum via the website or on Reddit at r/TheMagnusArchives. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout, desperate to find somewhere to belong, and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.